Good morning, Rodney. Feliz año nuevo. How can I help you?
Hey, Jonah, happy new year. How are you doing? Fine.
Happy New Year to
But
you too, my friend.
yeah, it was fine. It was fine. I'm sorry I bring always being trouble.
No, that's part of the job. What's up?
Okay, Jonah, I was just checking for one patient, Lauren Renoff, okay?
I know Lauren very well. What's up?
Okay, she just had, I just got off the phone with her. She's approved for 81 hours, so if she only has one caregiver covering all the hours, she obviously will not see, a difference on the patient regarding the holiday or everything, okay? So she just had a new one, and she told me, okay, but I've been with this company for some time, and every time that there's a holiday coming, at least they give them some sort of bonus, like $100 in their checks. And I said, okay, but let me just
Wait,
see.
wait, 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 wait. Were you talking to Lauren or the aide?
I was talking to Lauren.
Hey, be careful. You're not allowed to talk about numbers with Lauren. She's not the employee. Yeah?
No, I didn't tell her like that. I'd say like she just affirmed me and told me like they received this amount every holiday, at least the last one that she had, Ivelisse. And I said,
She has
okay,
a new aide, though, right?
yeah, she has a new aide right now.
How long has the new aide been working?
She's been working, if I'm not wrong, like since let me see, what's
Not that long. Hold on, Jennifer.
yeah, Jennifer, the transgender
I'll tell you
one.
right now. She was working,
Start
no,
December.
started December.
Exactly, December
Okay,
1st.
so you can tell her that we love to take care of our aides and make everybody happy. Unfortunately, we also have the same rules for all aides, right? Any holiday bonuses or anything like that, we can't give to a new aide until after 60 days of pay of 60 days of work. She
After
started
60 days.
December. Yeah, she
Okay.
started December. So because there is no bonuses or anything until after 60 days of work, and that is across the board for all aides, no matter what. And the reason is very simple. We don't start handing out bonuses to new aides
Yeah, they may
because we
live.
don't start handing out bonuses because they can leave. Now, I understand that it's a family case and we've been with her a long time and it's all good. But in terms of labor laws, we have to be the same for all aides. We're not allowed to say this aide yes, this aide no. That's not how it works. Okay?
Okay.
So we don't hand out any benefits or bonuses to any aides until after 60 days of employment.
I got you. I got you. I let her
And the reason
know.
is, because again, there would be people coming and going with, every week otherwise. You just switch your aide to a different friend every week, get a sign-on bonus, get a holiday bonus,
That's right.
And it's too much work for our HR department, and it's also, we have to figure out how to make money because bonuses are definitely taking a massive amount off profits. So we have no problem taking care of the aides, but it is only starting after 60 days of employment. That's it.
Okay, I'll let her know. And also, I wanted to address something else, Jonah, that I have you here. This case has been like, I haven't actually been speaking about any other cases I was assigned with this, Janice
Super.
Jones.
I just finished talking to someone about it. I just finished talking to Arango about it.
Yeah, in this case, I don't know. Shakira is like affirming that you promised her something else, and I said like, okay, but I have nothing here. Yeah, it's
Okay,
about what
so
happened.
this is still a relatively new case. The issue with this case is that everybody is brain dead. I don't think it's actually a bad case, and I think long term it'll be very quiet. My conversation with Shakita last week, Friday, was please call me Monday morning, right? I would like to give you a little something extra because you've been having issues. That's it. Okay? Because she did have issues with onboarding. She had actual issues on our side. So I'd
Okay.
like to compensate you for the issues. Fine. She calls me Wednesday afternoon, complaining that I didn't give her anything. So I told her, and Nina told her, and I also told Douglas that we were supposed to. I told her, it's not going on a list. Call me Monday because I will not remember, and I'm not going to. I can't put anything on the list until the following week. That's what I told her. And she didn't call till Wednesday, and she called complaining. She also lied and said that she tried calling me Monday. There is no record of a phone call. So they're just complainers and they're brain dead. That's really the bottom line. They're not like hard or bad people. They're just big complainers. They need to get comfortable and then they'll be fine. It's that type of case.
Okay, I mean, it's so only this age.
I'm explaining to you now. I said, and I even tried calling Douglas on Wednesday afternoon. He didn't pick up. And Shakita usually calls with his number.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the number that I try calling her back on. I also told Nina what to tell her and discussed it with her. When did she call you and ask you?
She called me on Wednesday itself, like around
11:20. It was Wednesday. So I believe Nina already talked to her.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you what the story is. Okay. Another thing is that call out. We tried to get 15 different A's. We tried calling for Shakita's 20-minute notice for a call out on New Year's Eve. And we could not find someone willing to work, shockingly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then, I mean, they didn't really call and complain. And then yesterday they called a few times on the on-call about random things, like the caregiver's not able to clock in or something.
Mm-hmm. You just gotta have the phone
and we tried calling them back. And they didn't pick up. So, it's just a lot of... right now, my guess is that it's just brain dead. They're just not intelligent people. And they're because of that, they're a little difficult to work with. But as soon as they get comfortable, they'll be fine. I have already added for Shakita on next week's check an additional $100.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, that's what I wanted. Right?
Which you could go ahead and tell her. And that has nothing to do with her sign-on bonus or anything.
Yeah. I mean, the sign-on bonus, I know it's already taken care of. You mentioned that on Smart Sheets as well.
Correct. It's already put in for the proper time. I don't think it's up yet. I think it's in like 2 weeks or something. But this is just for, just as a she's going to get an extra $100 just because I'm trying to keep everyone happy.
I got you. All right.
And I think I have a, since they're actually communicative to some degree, I have hopes that it will be a stable case long term. I mean, they did end up clocking in. Shakita came into the office. I sat with her for 2 hours and talked to her. She was super normal. She was communicative. She didn't scream. She didn't be demanding. She was just confused about life. Really, it's just an intelligence thing. So, I think with a drop of effort, this case should be a smooth sailor. And believe me, I have no problems cutting problem cases. I'm not like that.
No, I got you.
You didn't know that already. But in this case, I'd like to put a little extra effort because I talked to the lady for 2 hours, and really she was just patient and understanding and not demanding. She was just very not bright and therefore very confused.
I got you.
Alrighty?
No problem, Jonah. Yeah, we just want to be clear because, I mean, like, when people say, this person told me this and this other person told me that, okay, well, like... let's go to the facts. I only speak with the truth. So, yeah. I'm very clear right now. Okay?
I'll tell you straight out. I told her to call me Monday. She did not. I do not have any record of a call. I looked through. I mean, unless she called on a random number and didn't leave a voice note, then I can't do anything about that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she called Wednesday afternoon complaining. And as soon as she called, I put it on. But you're going to wait till next week now.
That's right. We had a close payroll. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not trying to drive her crazy. And then she did the call out, which you couldn't tell us 3 days before that you were calling out New Year's.
Yeah, you planned yourself with that before that. Yeah.
I want to see my kids, and you decided at 3 p.m. on New Year's Eve. Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, right. So, again, if she pushes back, says, or if Douglas has anything to say, says, listen, we're really trying to communicate properly, but you had a call out on New Year's Eve an hour before your shift started that you wanted to be with your family. You couldn't have told us that a few days in advance. You couldn't have planned that. You just decided to not work on New Year's Eve. We need to communicate good so that we can help each other. That's it.
I got you.
All right, Robin.
All right. Thank you so much, Jonah. You have a good
Thank you. Call me soon,
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.